If you're lucky enough to be able to go on vacation, here's a cutting-edge idea, and you won't see many American tourists there. Go to Saudi Arabia. The Arabian Peninsula is filled with amazing natural and historic sites. There's even an ancient city almost like Petra, the legendary ruins in Jordan. The Saudi government wants to encourage tourism, but some locals aren't so sure. Kelly McEvers reports from Northwest Saudi Arabia.
This remote region was once a crossroads of civilizations that date back as far as 1000 BC. It's situated along the ancient frankincense trading route from Yemen to the Mediterranean. Now, archaeologists are digging up houses of worship built by the so-called Dedanian people, who are mentioned in the Bible.
What we are excavating now is a temple. By these massive, massive walls, it is a kind of platform indeed, so where the statues were standing on it.
That's archaeology professor Mohammed Al-Dairi, originally from Jordan.
The statues are of the local stone, sandstone, but well done. So smooth, and they are so nice.
Trouble is, visitors aren't allowed to see these statues. Saudi authorities have ordered Dairi and his colleagues to hide the pieces away in their lab. Archaeologist Mohammed Mahsin says that's not how it works in his country.
Because I'm Egyptian, and from Egypt we are discovered, we are showed.
But here, he says, they say, don't show it. This is the problem with many of Saudi Arabia's historic places. Because they depict religious beliefs that existed before the revelation of Islam, they're considered unholy. And if a site is unholy, the thinking goes, why should anyone be allowed to visit it? But some still do.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we can cover the area to visiting around 4 hours, because around 150 tombs...
Beyond the Dedanian site, our tour guide, Ahmed Saleh Noor, takes us to what remains of a grand Nabataean city, built between 65 BC and 106 AD.
So yeah, we're standing at the Nabataean tombs, carved into the side of these huge rock formations. They've got elaborate archways, stair motifs representing each of their 10 gods.
Inside one tomb, an archaeologist recently found 3 mummies she believes are Nabataean. But she covered the bodies with sand for fear they'd be looted, or worse, that Saudi officials would forbid researchers from studying them.
And she bring the sand covered. That's, I mean, she's going to tell the people, there is nothing, and go to the another one.
So you're stepping on a body right now?
So now I'm over the body.
Outside the tombs, Ahmed shows us how some facades have already been defaced.
Did you see the gunshot?
Oh, yeah.
So that one, the bigger one up there and here, this even there is a gunshot over there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Researchers here say Muslim fundamentalists fired those gunshots back in the 1980s when the religious establishment was gaining power in Saudi Arabia. That kind of violence is sometimes directed at people, too. 2 years ago, a group of 8 French tourists visited the Nabataean city with Ahmed, then headed south to camp in the desert.
At this time, they're going to take in the photo for the camels. And there is a Land Cruiser coming to them. They thinking that, I mean, this is the owner of the camels. And when they arrive to them and talk to them, so, hello, hello, you from where? And they say, we are from French. And from there, that's, I mean, he began to shoot for them. So.
The shooters killed 3 of the tourists and seriously wounded a 4th. Saudi authorities later arrested men they said were affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Now, tourist groups must be accompanied by a police escort and travel in groups no smaller than 4. Because of the restrictions, there have been few visitors lately. Our group is all Westerners who live in Saudi Arabia, diplomats, nurses, and defense contractors. The Saudi government recently announced it's spending billions of dollars to lure 1.5 million tourists here by 2020. But for now, it seems like those of us who live here have Saudi Arabia's sights to ourselves. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Al Ula, Saudi Arabia.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.